The only thing we have to fear.
The economic health of this nation has
been. There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. And I'm Troy Harmon. As you probably figured out by now, the main crew's out this morning. Dr. Gene and Bill Lico and Matt Hames have all flew the coop on us. But I've got my research crew here. I'm the director of research at Hensler Financial. I've got with me Daniel Rigby, who also has the CFA designation. I've got Nick Antonucci, who's a research analyst in our department. And I've got one of our interns, which is a special treat generally. I've got Sheikh Traor.
We're the replacements.
Yeah, well, you look at it that way. So what we've got up today, usually we'll go through and talk about some financial planning questions along with the market, but with it being a research show, we're going to really stick to the markets, the economy, and that sort of thing. So with that, I guess we'll talk about what's going on this week.
Yeah, it's kind of been a rough week so far. As of right now, the market's down about 1.66% this week. We're still positive for the year, up about 1.08% on the S&P 500.
Right.
So, you know, still seeing some green there, but it has been a rough week following some of the economic releases.
Right. It's a kind of a strange situation. We've got utilities that are actually lagging the market. They're down almost 7% year to date.
Yeah, it's kind of been a play on interest rates. You know, as you expect the Fed to increase interest rates in the near term, who knows, maybe it's this year, maybe it's early next year. But utilities are going to continue to face pressure, we expect, with that. You know, as interest rates do rise, the high dividend yield that utilities pay becomes, you know, not quite as comparable as what you could get, how it was before anyway. And so it's going to put pressure on the stocks, lower the price, increase the yield.
Yep. The big leader year to date, telecom, that's a little bit different. Healthcare, which we've talked about quite a bit on the show, is up 4.4% year to date. And we're about, 60% of the way through earnings season for the S&P 500. And it's a little bit strange. This time last week, sales growth was almost flat. This week, it's very different. We're down 3.57% relative to last
year. Seeing more companies come out and, you know, point towards a strengthening dollar, really hurting international revenues as they get translated back into, you know, U.S. dollars. It's contributing less and less to their top line growth.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned that. Actually, if you've watched the dollar very much, you will see that over the last few days, it's fallen about 6 or 7%. So, and that's relative to all other currencies. So, maybe some of that's pulling back a little bit. We'll have to wait and see if it makes a difference in second quarter earnings back, you know, when we get to it in June or July. But earnings growth is still positive. We're at 2.72% for the first quarter. If you look deeper, where you might expect the biggest grief to be, earnings in energy is down 42.46%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, with that being said, we've actually seen oil prices start to move back up over the past 2 weeks. You're starting to see oil price move back around, what, $58 a barrel?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's gone quick. I know March 17th was the low spot in oil. It was down in the 30s.
And if you've been to the gas pump lately, you've certainly seen it doesn't take long for that to trickle back in.
That's true, yeah. They move quickly. They're going to get your money. And the surprise is negative, actually, on earnings. It's a little worse than expected at negative 0.26%. Earnings surprises, earnings is doing better than analysts expected. It's up 7% relative to.
Wow, so on average, companies are beating what's expected on the bottom line anyway.
Right, yep. We have a lot of economic information as well. Got a number on S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That's a pretty long lag on that particular number, right?
Yeah, it came through in February. This is the first time it's posted a positive number in 4 months. It's up 4.2% year over year on the top line. 4.8% for the 10-city subsurvey and 5% for the 20-city survey as well.
And yeah. If you take the big picture look at it, the national average actually increased 4.2%. So, you know, the 10-city and 20-city, your bigger cities are doing a little bit better than some of the smaller. It's dragging the national average down just a bit.
Yeah, still a positive indicator.
Positive growth,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, and the largest gainers were Denver and San Francisco, I believe, with 10 and 9.8% year-over-year increases respectively. So, you know. Go Giants.
We got some consumer confidence readings on Tuesday. Unfortunately, it fell 6.2% in April. It was pretty well below what the expectation was for a modest increase. So obviously, buyers' assessments of the present situation isn't quite what we would hope it to be.
Yeah, and seems like consumers are remaining frugal. They're not spending what we would have expected. Their overall income increased, but we'll get to that in a second with the personal income numbers.
One thing I found interesting about the sentiment survey was 2 weeks ago the University of Michigan sent out one and it sent the exact opposite result. It's
right.
Positive. So there's a mixed bag there, and that comes out again tomorrow. So we'll see, and hopefully they'll reconcile each other.
Yeah, that's the one we actually watch a little closer is that University of Michigan survey. So gross domestic product, this is the big news of the week, right?
Yeah, this combined with another reading on Wednesday, the FOMC minutes.
Right.
But
yeah, so disappointing. We had the economy grew, at least in this first indication, at 0.2% in the first quarter. We expected 1% growth, which still would have been bad. If you look at relative to last, at 2014 first quarter, which was negative due to all the bad weather, I guess if you want to put a positive spin on it, that's about as close as you get, right?
Sure. And, you know, last year in first quarter, it lost over 2%, and gas was a dollar higher a gallon, and the S&P still exceeded 13% on the year. So, a flat GDP in the short term, at least, isn't necessarily something to fret about.
Yeah. You know. There were a couple of positive spots. Really, the only two growth areas was consumer spending and inventory investment. So that inventory investment is actually something that's pretty interesting. Usually, you'll see that ahead of a growth spurt. So maybe it's a positive sign for things to come. And then, Nick, you mentioned the FOMC minutes. Really, I think we had it's the first time in a while that everybody voted in the same way.
Yeah, and also what was pretty interesting about these minutes is for the first time, the Fed's kind of removed their calendar-based guidance. So they're not saying, you know, in this month is when we expect or giving any guidance in terms of a time frame where they might decide to raise interest rates. Instead, they're basically saying it's going to be decided on a meeting-by-meeting basis.
Yeah, and some of the things that they said, obviously they left interest rates unchanged.
Right.
Basically at nothing. And the other thing that was interesting is we saw a lot of talk about slowing economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
at the same time, they did mention they expect it to be somewhat short term.
Right.
And again, reflective of the stronger dollar, lower gas prices all weighing on that.
Right. Well, lower gas prices, as you mentioned, are possibly
long term positive.
Right. But they seem to be fading at this point.
This is true as well.
We also saw personal income information that shows some stagnation in March, grew less than 0.1%, a tenth of a percent, on the heels of weaker job growth. And it looks like spending growth did improve a little bit.
Sure. And, you know, the savings rate also fell, which will help intermediate future consumption for GDP growth. So hopefully that plays out in a positive manner.
Absolutely. All this news, we'll get a little more in depth, I think, later. But we had interest rates seem to be up across the board.
Yep.
The short term less than the longer term. The two-year treasury was up 5 basis points to 0.58% on the week. The 5-year was up 8 basis points to 145. Our 30-year treasury is at 2.76%.
10 years back above 2%.
Right, yeah, 206. The 30-year mortgage bounced up just a little bit too, but it's still awfully reasonable at 3.86%. You can borrow money to buy a house. We had some earnings news as well. A few Georgia-based companies, Aflac, reported on Tuesday.
Yeah, it didn't look too great. Results missed analyst expectations. And again, you're going to see same thing throughout earnings season. I think they stated that they're business in Japan has been hurt by the effects of a weaker yen against the dollar.
Right, yeah. People don't realize, while they're based here in Georgia, what, about 70% of all the business that goes on within Aflac is out
in Japan. Right.
Yeah. We also saw UPS out with some earnings. Looks like...
They beat on earnings.
Right, beat on revenue, yep.
Yeah.
And
obviously seen as a positive, the stock was up almost 4% on the day.
Absolutely, 3.5%.
Finally, we had a Southern Company, obviously an Atlanta-based company, profit of 56 cents per share, the missed analyst expectations by a penny. Also, total revenue was down 10%, which they're blaming primarily on a more mild winter than we had in 2014.
Yeah. Guys, if you have your questions that you'd like us to answer, we'd love to do that for you. You can contact us locally at 770-429-9166. Or you can get us on email at drgene@hensler.com. I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.